Hey, is Keith in by chance?
This is Ant.
Hey, Keith, this is Tyler with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Just fine.
Good, good. I just wanted to follow up here. We had extended an offer here to the business about 2 weeks ago. I was actually based off some borrowing history you had there with Metro Bank. It looks like we got you guys pre-approved for some equipment and working capital for right around $250K. I just kind of wanted to touch base and see if you had any plans there for the business we might be able to help you out with.
For Metro Bank?
Yeah, it was based off some financing you guys had done with them a few years back.
Yeah, I done paid that off.
You what?
I've already paid Metro Bank off.
Yeah. I'm calling
okay.
It the Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
The offer
okay.
We sent you was based off of that.
Okay. Okay.
Was there anything you were going to be looking to do there with the business that we might be able to help you out with?
Right, not this minute. This is our slow time this time of year.
Okay, okay.
And when it starts picking back up, I'm thinking about buying some equipment. But right now, I'm not doing nothing.
What time period do you have on that for when it might pick up?
It's going to pick up in probably about another, I say, 3 to 4 months.
It's going to
be slow right now. Yeah, it's slow this time of year.
What do you do there for operations during that slow period?
I don't want to buy no equipment.
I got you. What do you guys do? What do you do for cash flow, though?
Oh, we got income coming in, but it's not steady like we want it to be.
I got you.
Tree work business. You get around Christmas time, you gonna have a tree cut down? No.
Yeah.
You know, you buying kids Christmas clothes and everything else, and school just started back too, and it slows down a little bit. If a storm hits, we're good. And if a storm hits, now I might be giving you a call, but. The storm don't hit, you know, you have to really watch what you're doing.
So it's
you
usually,
don't want to go in debt with no $50,000 and have to pay, you know, truck payments and insurances and all that stuff, and then it's slow and you ain't working.
Of course, yeah. The offer there was also for working capital, which is just unsecured cash. So if you guys were running into these kind of slow periods where you're not having as much cash flow, you basically can use it for however you see fit for the business. So if you did have like payroll issues or operational kind of cash flow you wanted during those
periods. What's the interest rate on it?
It's just going to kind of depend on how much you're looking to take out in the term length and kind of how you look at paper. Me being here, the finance guy here for you, I'm basically going to do everything to get you the best approval, but it's just going to be based on certain factors. But if you are running into these slow periods, it might be something. Have you guys ever looked into that in the past?
No, I usually keep a big tight budget. You know, I usually keep a pretty good water change in the bank to keep me through them months because I've been in it for so long. So, you know, I've been in the business for 23 years. Usually I know about what it's going to take to get me through them 4 months. So,
how'd you get started in that? You guys have been through some serious times.
Oh, yeah. I used to work at Burford's Tree Company out of Anniston that does Alabama Power Company work. And then I worked for them for about 13 years, and then I went on my own.
Oh, wow.
So
basically learned the business and...
I've been on it a long time.
Wow. Wow. So you guys are basically almost 9 months on, 3 months off?
Right.
Okay.
Well, it's not really 3 months off. You just have slow months. You might work 3 days this week. The next week, you might not do nothing. Then it might pick up again. It's just back and forth. It ain't nothing.
Yeah.
And then 4 months, it's really, really, you got to watch what you do.
Yeah, you got to almost...
Yeah, blowing money.
It's almost like you guys are on call there 365 days a year.
Right. You just got to be careful what you're doing.
I see.
You can't just go out and get
dead. Yeah. How many employees there are you working with the business?
Right now, I got 5 employees.
5? Okay. Okay. Smaller operations there, but...
Right. I don't want to get huge. Don't want to be big. What I do is mostly cut trees around houses and stuff.
Are you commercial and residential, or...?
Well, pretty much both. I do mostly residential. I don't
like
too much. I do some jobs for state and city, but, you know, that's just bid jobs. If you get one, you get one.
Yeah. Do you guys do any marketing there with the residential then, or is it just kind of all word of mouth?
Well, it's some of it's word of mouth. Most of it's advertising. You know, I got a lot of advertising going out.
Okay.
But
Well, I mean, if you are going through these slow periods and if it's going to be picking up here and there, it's definitely something we'll be able to help you out with. Kind of the good part with our programs too is once you're in the system and approved, the offer is good for 90 days. So at any point
Yep.
you do run into a situation, you give us a call and you're funded within 24 hours.
Well, I'll
So
be giving you a call because they ain't no banks now financing equipment. You know,
no.
Metro Bank, many years I've been with them, paid all that stuff off. You know, they won't finance equipment no more.
They don't do it anymore, or they never did it
No.
with you?
No, they did, but they won't finance equipment no more. They don't want finance equipment.
Period, or just with you?
No, with anybody.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did they tell you why they got out of the game on that?
It's so hard getting insurance on loader trucks and bucket trucks because what it is, okay, say you get a bucket truck, okay? But you're looking at just the truck itself. That's what you're putting the loan on. Well, it comes with a big old 65, 70-foot boom on it.
I
Okay,
see.
now you got to insure that boom separate.
I
So you
see.
think about it, the bank ain't financing but what that truck's worth. They ain't worried about that $50,000 boom's going on top of that truck. So trying to get a loan for the bucket truck, and what people are doing, getting loans for a bucket truck, and then they're not paying the loan, and they're snatching the boom off of it and sending the truck back.
I see what you're saying there. I mean, yeah, we've been in business for a little over 14 years, and that's actually what we started out just doing was equipment. And then when 2008 hit was when we started bringing on the working capital program as well. But yeah, the equipment side of it's kind of been our bread and butter there for quite some time. But yeah, I mean, like I said, that approval there, once you're in, you're good for 90 days. You kind of get a small window of opportunity on some cheap equipment or inventory or anything like that.
And what's so hard is getting insurance on loader trucks, like raffle trucks, like the CDU just picks up
Yeah.
loads. Trying to get insurance on one of them is
How
like
do
a
you go?
nightmare.
What's the process there to get that going? Is that
You got to get insurance on the truck, and then you got to take another separate loan insurance policy just on the boom. So you got two policies on the truck.
on one truck? Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Because they won't do a whole certain. Because, see, what it is, that truck, the serial number on that truck is just what that truck is. Then when you add a boom to it, it's a whole different policy.
Yeah. Do you guys buy new then just to try to get the lowest possible rate there, or is it used you buy?
Well, you can't, it's hard to buy brand new equipment. You know, you're on the tree business. You're stupid if you go out and buy a $170,000, $180,000 truck because you know it's going to get a dent in it. You know it's going to get scratched up.
Yeah.
Why would you pay that kind of money for a brand new piece of equipment? It's going to get,
That's
something's
true.
going to happen to it.
That's very true.
If you do, you're just really stupid by doing it.
Or you just haven't been in the business 23 years.
Right, because you think about it, you got four guys work for you, and then they take off from one of your trucks, and they cut a limb, and knocks a big old dent in it, and you got a $70,000, $80,000 truck with a big old dent in
Jesus.
it.
That sounds like a whole other ball game right there on the insurance side of
Right,
it.
I'm saying.
Wow.
If
Well,
you can
as far
stay, I like to stay around equipment around 50. A loader truck, you can buy a nice loader truck for $50,000.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you are going to be looking to make these moves in the next few months, it's definitely something we can help you out with. We're definitely looking to grow with companies and kind of build that relationship, and that's kind of why we sent this the offer there to you. We don't just send it to any business. You have the borrowing history there, and you've shown a good history. Is there maybe a good email there? I could shoot you my information there for if something does
Well,
come.
I just closed down one because I had somebody doing a bunch of crap on it. I wish my wife was here. She just opened up a new one on hers, and I don't even know it. That's pretty bad. But I could. Can I shoot it to you on this
Yeah,
number you gave me?
if you want to write down my information there, and that way you have it, and you can shoot me
Okay.
over your stuff whenever you get a chance, or if
Okay.
something does come up, you can just reach out to me that way.
What are you doing tomorrow? You got time to call me back tomorrow?
Yeah, I can give you a call back tomorrow. We can do
Call
that.
me tomorrow around, say, around 10, maybe 11 o'clock.
Okay, yeah, well,
And then I'll give you all her information.
Okay, we'll do that. I'll lock you in there on the reschedule there. We'll give you a call and get all that information squared away, and hopefully touch base here soon.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'll be doing something with y'all because you can't find no banks around here to finance equipment.
Yeah, man. We'll definitely be in touch then, Keith.
All right, appreciate it, man.
All right, we'll talk soon.
Bye-bye.